What's up, y'all?
My future isn't determined by where I currently reside. Understanding your worth will put pride in your stride. I'm accountable to my call. There's no compromise. I set my own bar, and you better know it's set high.
It's giving what it's supposed to give. Ooh, stop playing with them. Have you ever felt like I'm that? And if you do, are you truly that girl or that guy who you really want to be? Well, while you're thinking about that, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Dashari. Welcome back to another episode of It's a Perspective. For the Black History Moment, we are spotlighting Uncle Tom. Uncle Tom was a man who refused to beat Black women. Uncle Tom was a man who refused to tell on other slaves. Uncle Tom was a man who would put cotton in other slaves' bags at night so that they wouldn't get beaten. Uncle Tom was a man who helped 100 slaves get free long before the Underground Railroad. Uncle Tom was a man that, once free, established the first laborer's school for other fugitive slaves. His name? Josiah Henson. Josiah Henson was an author, abolitionist, and minister. Born into slavery in Port Tobacco, Charles County, Maryland, he escaped to Upper Canada in 1830. If you were to hear Uncle Tom's name today, it would have a bad rep. But what I would like to do is thank Uncle Tom for his contributions to society. And with what we learned, I hope that we can change the meaning of Uncle Tom to the true definition of what he stood for. Now let's jump into That's My Jam. This is a fan favorite part of the show. The phrase "That's My Jam" is used when you have a song that is either your mantra or something you can't resist jamming, dancing, or singing to. With that being said, here's this week's jam.
New drip, everything, first day of school.
Yeah, I'm that, yeah, I'm that.
I kick back and make it clap, yeah, I'm a fool with these moves.
Yeah, I'm that, yeah, yeah, I'm that.
This morning, I woke up feeling like money, so I jumped up, threw on my
This song is called "I'm That" by Young Dylan and Lele. I heard this song scrolling on Instagram from a well-known producer, Jermaine Dupri. Honestly, I think this song is a hit, not only because this song sounds fly, but because it is made with the intention to give younger kids a way to still have a bop without all of the profanities of today's music. All in all, I think it's good, genuine music. So let's get into it. I know y'all read that title. Lately, I've been hearing the phrase, "I'm that girl" or "I'm that guy." So if y'all been listening to the past few shows, you already know. I had to go to the Urban Dictionary. And what I gathered from all of the different variations of "that girl" or "that guy" is that it means that you get up early, make your bed, work out, and achieve your goals, which I think is a positive mindset to have as it relates to being about your business. But what does it take to be, quote unquote, that? I don't know if you guys listen to my intro or not and truly drink in what I'm saying. But I say, my future isn't determined by where I currently reside. Understanding your worth will put pride in your stride. I'm accountable to my call. There's no compromise. I set my own bar, and you better know it's set high. I believe the true gift of knowing that you are, quote unquote, that is setting your own bar. And as you continue to maneuver through life, you'll understand that there is no comparison to the life you live because it's uniquely yours. Most oftentimes when we see the it girl or the it guy, we try to quantify what it takes to get where they are. I think it's good to see where others are and be inspired. But what I believe to happen is that most people consume themselves with how they'll make their life fit into the same status or configuration of how someone lives their life. But I want to be the one to tell you, we don't know what it takes for each person to achieve their level of success to be what we consider, quote unquote, that. If no one has ever told you, let me be the one to say that you have to be in a league of your own. You have to play for your goals and leave weakness and fear alone. We can have the overwhelming feelings all day long. We can dream until we believe it. But what are you willing to do to get to where you want to be? So here are 3 steps to be that girl or that guy. Step 1, show up as you every time. Most often, I see people who show up as another version of something they are not. It is more to life than putting up airs to be the perfect person. Show up as you, because as First Lady Michelle Obama said, we are always becoming. And like I've said before, if you aren't always trying to learn or reach for the goals you've always wanted, then you aren't serving yourself because you aren't living to the full extent of who you are or who you could be. I heard this message said that when we are in the hospital bed or wherever we are about to take our last breath, the dreams and goals and the great ideas that live within us are all going with you. So don't let who you are destined and designed to be leave this earth without placing your mark in the best way possible. Step 2, be about that action. Hold on. Let my sis Beyonce tell y'all.
Stay focused. Don't talk about what you're gonna do. Don't just dream about what you're gonna do. Don't criticize somebody else for what they're not doing. You be it. Be about it. Be about that action and go do it. Keep your eye on your intention. Don't let any outside distraction or your own insecurity stop you from your goals.
I couldn't have said it any better. To be quote unquote that is being consistently on top of your business. Setting routines, making a schedule, shoot, be like the good old Saint Nick, make a list and check it twice. No, but seriously, as a wise man said, it works when you work it, but be about the things that elevate you. Like my sis Issa Rae said, it's feeling like me season.
Wow, I don't know what to say. It's feeling like me season right now. I feel so bad for anybody who doesn't for me. Mute me, block me, whatever you need to do, because it's a me season right now. It's my time.
Listen, take heed to what Issa Rae said. Allow it to be your season. Let it be a me season, because ain't nothing wrong with having a me season and taking charge of how you want to be about that action. Step 3. A little is worth a lot. Making big or drastic changes can cause for failure before you even get started. Like I've said, habits take time. Understand that a little is worth a lot, especially as it relates to getting yourself to the point of success. Listen, do that for you, because guess what? You'll be thankful later. I don't know about you, but I definitely want to be quote unquote that. I want to be that mentally, physically, spiritually, monetarily, successfully, overwhelmingly. Nah, but for real, do what it takes to be the it person for yourself. Because if you look all around, you'll always find someone doing what you think or wish you could do. But let me let you in on a little secret. No one can do it quite like you. So just off that alone, honey, you are quote unquote that. Listen, before we get out of here, y'all know we got mail. This is a message from Keisha. She says, "Hey Dashari, thank you so much for starting this podcast. I'm loving it so far. I wanted to let you know that I am listening in from Atlanta. And girl, the vibe of this podcast gets me prepared for my day. I just wanted to send this in because I love that you are bringing in all of the perspectives and give us messages for our week. All I have to say is keep going. I'm ready for Podcast Mondays. Thank you so much, Keisha. I can't believe I have people listening in from the A. Listen, I would love to come out there and hold a conference. Y'all will have to let me know. So with that being said, if you would like to be on the We Got Mail segment of the show, email itsaperspectivepodcast@gmail.com. Also, don't forget to follow @itsaperspectivepodcast on Instagram. I just want to say thank you all again for your love and support. I truly can't wait for all that we have in store. Please stay tuned. I love y'all. Peace.